Welcome to The Unraveling, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. Today's Haftarah goes with Parsha Vayera and is from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. It was originally promulgated in October 2013 and was written by Rabbi Eitan Hammerman, who served Temple Beth Shalom in Mahopek, New York at that time. A first-time visitor to a private home in Israel might not know how to respond to the somewhat unexpected first words a host may utter. Kar or cham, hot or cold. What is the host asking? They want to know whether the drink that they will assuredly be providing should be a hot drink or a cold drink. In a somewhat typical and yet somewhat aggressive Israeli fashion, the absolute assumption is made that the visitor will accept the offer of hospitality. Thus, the first greeting or question seeks to ascertain what exactly the visitor will be having. Let's contrast this greeting what is more typical conversation here in the United States. More often than not, a host asks, "Can I get you something?" The polite answer, of course, is to refuse with some version of, "Nothing, I'm fine." "Really?" The results of all this all too frequent refusal are twofold. First, the guests, even if they truly are hungry or thirsty, do not have their needs met. We are conditioned not to ask. And the host, again, by this misguided convention of politeness, is denied the opportunity to shower hospitality at the beginning of a visit, that very moment when we want to make a great impression. On the surface, one might ascribe this variation in our cultures to simple differences in our respective weather patterns. A hotter climate in the Middle East has produced a populace more accustomed to drinking and eating on a regular basis throughout the day, especially when coming to a place of rest. But I suggest it is more than that. I think that the level of hospitality in Israel comes from a culture where hospitality for both the giver and the receiver has a higher value, something worth emulating. The polite refusal that we Americans typically offer would be taken as standoffish by the Israeli. To refuse to be served as an insult to the host and not to offer something to a visitor, that would be unheard of. The Torah portion, Vayera, includes a famous story of Abraham extending hospitality, bringing the choices of flour and meat to his three unexpected visitors. We see a similar story in the Haftarah. The prophet Elisha regularly visited the town of Shunem in today's Lower Galilee. On each visit, he is invited in by a wealthy woman to eat a meal. Eventually, this woman extended the hospitality to include a well-appointed room where Elisha would stay each time he passed through the town. Both Avram in Genesis and the Shunammite woman in the Book of Kings, had their hospitality acknowledged with the greatest of rewards, children born after a period of sterility in their respective families. The Torah and the Haftarah remind the reader that simply being hospitable can lead to the greatest of rewards. I vividly recall the first Arabic phrase that I was ever taught, Aharon va wachalan, quote, "My tent is your tent," a phrase of welcome and demonstration of hospitality. Israelis and their neighbors in the Middle East can teach those of us here a lesson that hospitality for both the giver and the receiver can jumpstart a relationship. By the way, my answer to karacham is usually tea with mint leaves. Those mint leaves are usually found in the typical Israeli garden.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb, written by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.